All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Catch up with Cole Rusk. We saw his exploits on the football field. No question a great competitor in that sport. But I tell you, Cole Rusk, I've really noticed a tremendous improvement here in this 2019-2020 basketball season. So really the last month. So tell us about you getting that motor running and really turning things around for this Rocket team. What are some of the big things that I guess you worked on to up your game a little bit here this season?
Well, I realize that I'm a pretty good passer, and I understand that I can pass really well, but I think that just like through Coach Say's confidence boost and stuff like that, and Coach Henry, and Coach Whiteman also, they give me help and they understand, or they push me to be a better scorer because I know I can score on some of these kids. So just passing and playing defense is like I'm pretty good at that, but to score too is like what I'm trying to get that motor, and like that you said, I'm trying to really push the ball up and down the court and stuff like that and use my athletic ability to score more, and I think that's really me being that third scorer and like really popping off behind Jensen and Nate is really getting us going and making the game a lot easier for those two, where it's not as much on them to score as many points as they usually do.
And I tell you that the one thing that I've really noticed this year is, man, your ball handling ability is really improved. And we talk about your passing ability, and I told Coach Say on Friday night, you know, a lot of people will say, well, what's the big kid for Rock Ridge playing with the ball outside on the perimeter? And then they realize, well, the dude can find the open man. But have you made a concerted effort to really kind of work on your ball handling? That's something I've really noticed this year.
That's just something we practice every day. I practice, and I practice all summer, basketball and football, and I mean, it's the work off the court, and Jensen and Nate are the hardest workers I know in basketball, so I give them credit, but I've been working on my ball handling at practice through Coach Hayes' drills and just going hard on and off the court at whatever drill I'm doing.
Well, and I guess I should say it better, that you look more comfortable handling the ball, and especially I saw it at Wharton a couple times. I saw it down at Western at the Macomb Holiday Tournament, where you're able to take the ball off the rim, rebound, and then kind of lead the break up the floor off the dribble. So what about that?
I just feel like that's my comfortability is like from playing. I know sophomore year I was still kind of not a good ball handler, so I kind of just found the point guard. But now playing, I feel really confident with my athletic ability and my basketball skill that I can just grab it and go. Sometimes I do make mistakes and run into people right after I go, but most of the time if I can get the defense to flatten out, then I can find my shooters a lot easier if I push it up first.
Well, and we're talking to you on a Friday night after Rock Ridge beat Riverdale 66-33 to go to 13-4 on the season, and I think 4-0 in conference play. And of course, over the Christmas break, you win the Western Macomb Holiday Tournament, which is a prestigious tournament in the state of Illinois. And really, since that Orion game leading into the Christmas break is where this team kind of really took off at. What have you noticed about kind of the difference?
Last year, I feel like we got to that Western Macomb tournament and we actually went down after last year we lost to Orion that game before Western. So this year we beat Orion, and that gave us a real confidence booster after they're pretty senior solid. So I mean, they have a lot of good players on that team. So we beat Orion, and then that gave us a confidence booster, and then we just played so defensively well in Western Macomb that I feel like we're just keeping our confidence alive. And I think we find ourselves sometimes not playing as good here than at Macomb because we get a little lackish on the defensive side, but we just got to keep that up. And I think we're the best defensive team in the conference.
Yeah, you sound like Coach Say when you say you slack off a little bit defensively. But we talk a lot about it defensively for Rock Ridge and with Coach Whiteman and Coach Say now playing that pack line. So as a 6'6 frame, you know, can you talk a little bit about the components for you when you play the pack line in terms of what your responsibility is. Maybe you probably shouldn't give up too much information here, but talk about some of the primary components for you.
It's really just the easiest thing for me is being big and can jump a little. I can't jump too much, but if someone gets beat in our defense and guarding up too much or something like that and they make a mistake, I'm always there the next guy, and then we always have someone drop. So, I mean, I've been pretty good at blocking shots when they get by them, so I think like just being a big figure in the middle makes the kids pass, or if they do take it up, then usually they don't score over me much. So I think that's just our defense is so good for the amount of talent we have in our team and the players we have. I think it fits our scheme perfectly.
All right, I know here's a kid that really loves football, and I get that. You should love football if that's something you love. But it's always interesting the kind of the balance of the equation to say, well, yeah, football's my thing, but I'm still going to play basketball. And some people could say, well, maybe that what I've seen in the last month, I think maybe the Russ kid is a better small school basketball player than he is a small school football player. Now, that's the ultimate compliment. I get it. You're an impact player on the football field. But I've seen this year you're an impact player on the basketball court. So I guess your advice to kids who maybe have a favorite sport and say, well, I want to commit my whole year to play this sport. Now, that's your dad, the state wrestling champion. Cole Russ could say, well, I'm going to lift weights all year long. I'm going to get ready for football. That's my first love. But I want to play basketball and see what I can do here. And it's noticeable that you've been the X factor and are having a really good basketball season.
I think there's amount, like to every kid, I think there's amount of basketball skill. You can be really good at the game, but when it comes down to it, the athletes always prevail. So I feel like all the work you do off the court and off the field, I think that just is the X factor, and that makes you so much better. You can be a really good basketball player, but if you're not a great athlete too, then you're not going to make it as far as a kid that just works hard in the weight room and works hard in whatever he does. And I think that's what my really boost is. I think I worked hard in off season, and I'm still not done, but I think that's really what gives me that boost and that edge over some kids that we play in this conference.
Well, I tell you, man, I mean it, that last month, you have really come on in the basketball season. And I know Coach Say says the ceiling's still pretty high for the Russ kid. I believe that, too, but I wanted to get you on the air because I've really noticed the last month what a run you've been on. So keep it up, man.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Cole Russ with us. Having a great month last month. And the Rockets, 4-0 in conference play, picked up their 13th win on Friday night. I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.